have a story that you might have heard, but we're gonna tell it in a slightly different way. You guys ready? Okay. Oh dear. I didn't even ask for hands today. I said it in my head. I need you to help me. Okay. You are going to be somebody who's looking for something. So, there were friends of Jesus, and one of them was named Simon Peter. And you know what Simon Peter did for a job? You know? What? I can't remember.
Nature.
That is correct.
He was a fisherman.
Okay. Fisherman. So that is nature, and he was looking for nature that looked like fish. So you're going to be Peter. And you've been looking for fish all night long. Have you found any?
No.
Okay. Well, why not?
Fish.
There's no fish. If there were fish, you would have found them because you're a fisher person, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what would you think if I told you, I hadn't been out all night with you, and I just said, okay, Peter, why don't you just go take your boat over there, like right there. So why don't you stand right there? If I were to tell you that, what would you say?
Yes.
Or you might say, we did that. We've been out here all night. We were there. We were over there. We were over there. And then we came back there. But you had a nicer answer than I did. And you know what? That's exactly what Peter did. So hold on. And he said, go put your boat over there. Over there, which is you did, and you said yes. And he said, and put your net down. Okay, so I have a net for you. It's not really a net, but we're going to pretend. All right, this is our net. Okay, put your net down. And then what do you think happened? This happened, although it didn't exactly look like this. Okay. Extra cheese. Net. The net couldn't hold them all. And it took two boats. So why don't you share? You can each have a couple. Don't make like a mess. But you can each have a couple of these. And what do you think these yellow, extra cheesy fish represent? What?
God.
No, that's a trick question. They represent fish. The fish represent fish. Yes. So around to your friends. Oh, now why do you think Jesus made this happen? Do you know why? Yeah, you can share. In fact, I'm hungry. I'm going to have one too. Thank you, right after I finish talking. Okay, do you know why Jesus did this? He could have done this for a lot of reasons, but I think he wanted to have those people and us understand a couple of things. First thing is, Jesus is smarter than us. I hate to break it to you, because I know you guys are all really smart, but Jesus is smarter than us. The second thing I think he wanted us to know was that he wants to give you guys so many blessings, so many of them, you can't count them, you can't hold on to them all yourself, and you can't even imagine how much he wants to do for you if we listen to what he tells us to do, which is why Peter's response, our actor portraying Peter's response, was so great. He did what Jesus asked, whether or not he had any idea what was going to happen. And that's what happens if we listen to what Jesus says and we do what Jesus says. He's going to bless us in ways we can't even imagine. So think about that. And you know who else? I got to say, you know who else is pretty smart too? Your mom and your dad. Yes, it's true. Thank you very much for bringing that back. So if they ask you to do something, they've probably got a pretty good reason. Just like Jesus had a pretty good reason to ask Peter to do something that may or may not have made sense to him. So, can you keep that in mind? All right, let's stand up and pray. Dear God, thank you so much for each of these children here today. Help us all to do a really good job of listening to what you're telling us, and to not just listen to it, but to do it so that you can bless us beyond what we can imagine. Thank you for the blessings that you're going to be giving to us this week. In Jesus' name, amen.